Hello and welcome to the special market podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shweta Zananda and today I have with me a very special guest, Pankaj Pandey, who is the head of research at ICICI Direct. Well, welcome to the podcast, Pankaj.
Thanks, Shweta, for the opportunity.
Well, Pankaj, the first question I want to put it across to you is that in one of your reports, you correctly highlighted that the theory of loss aversion states that pain of anticipated loss is quite higher than the actual loss itself. And when the whole thing with respect to COVID-19, sort of simmered down, there are several dislocated opportunities across the pent-up demand theme. What are the factors you have chosen to shortlist those stocks?
So given the overall situation where earnings are likely to be disrupted and it is very difficult to quantify the extent of impact of lockdown or the damage on the earnings, So current earnings or profit and loss is not a very great help to most of the investors. So in a time like this, balance sheet is a better guide to look at. A healthy balance sheet will not only help a company or a sector to survive better, It is also possible that companies with healthier balance sheet might witness market share gains when the entire ecosystem is weakened. So the so we have looked at the entire universe of stocks, what we track, and what we have looked at as the common factors. So from a financial perspective, we have looked at companies which are capital efficient in nature. Basically, they should have a track record of healthy ROCs across cycles. Wherein the earnings have been sort of stable and wherein we have seen an improvement in asset turnover ratios. We have also looked at balance sheet from the perspective of the kind of comfort we get on the working capital side or the kind of capex cycle they are into. Then coupled with that, they should have displayed strong cash flow generation capability and comfortable leverage profile. So more importantly, having a track record of creating shareholder wealth across business cycle is a key parameter. In addition to that, we are also looking at stronger brands and products which have got good distribution network because that might help them in terms of gaining more market share because the expectation would be that the strong brand will have a reasonable pricing power. And then on top of it, you need to have these companies run by credible management and clear, clean governance records.
Right. And, taking all the factors that you've listed below, what are the stocks that are likely to gain the most from the pent-up demand and why?
So due to lockdown, with people movement getting disrupted, the discretionary spending was expected to take a hit. And which is what is visible from the commentary from most of the management. So it is important to look at sectors and stocks where we could sort of witness a pent-up in demand whenever the situation normalizes. So this is again, one has to sort of compare other sectors like travel and tourism, hospitality, where the expectation is that things may take much more longer to normalize. So with this thought process, we've come up or we have chosen select stocks. So the key stocks are Aditya Birla Fashion and Retail, Apollo Hospitals, Inside Industries, Gujarat Gas, Havells India. We like Consignor Alike, Shree Cements, then VST Industries, TCI and United Spirits. So I'll come to the individual data points or individual commentary on each of these stocks. So for example, in case of Aditya Birla Fashion and Retail. Now, owing to the discretionary nature of the product portfolio in both lifestyle brands and Pantaloons, we expect largely revenue growth will be impacted in the short term. But apparel being a low ticket essential consumption item would witness a pickup whenever situation normalizes. Now, they've got a strong brand patronage and a good distribution reach, and which is where we expect that they'll be able to revive faster once things sort of normalizes, whenever we'll see an improvement in retail footfalls. So which is why we like this company. Similarly, for Apollo Hospitals, so Apollo Hospital has been relatively less impacted because it is part of the essential service. And also for them, pharmacy was nearly half of the revenue, so that segment was not impacted. But where we are slightly more excited about is that once the situation normalizes, we would expect that the occupancies in hospitals will improve as the number of elective surgeries will improve.
Okay.
Then we are also hopeful that corporates would encourage voluntary testing after the factories are opened up. So which is where hospitals should benefit. And lastly, the capex cycle for them is behind. So from that perspective, we would expect that things will sort of keep getting better for a player like Apollo Hospital.
Okay.
And they have seen a pretty good improvement in return ratios. And we would expect that with the minor disruption, things again will pick up for a player like Apollo Hospitals. Then we like something like Exide Industries because auto is another sector wherein we would expect a pent up of demand, especially given the fact that the rural as a segment has not been impacted that much. And with a player like this, which has got a bulk of the business on the B2C side and catering largely to replacement demand.
Right.
So our sense is that the demand is a bit sticky, and with a player with a company like this, wherein we would expect that the margins would be stable, 30 to 40 odd percent. ROCs are comfortable. If the stock is trading at 14 times, has got a good history of performance.
Right.
So Exide Industries is what we like. Then the another stock which we have recommended is Gujarat Gas. So because of this decline overall, the commodity prices have corrected a lot.
Okay.
So our sense is that a player like Gujarat Gas will benefit from that because this is a good proxy for the overall industrial recovery.
Okay.
And the company will be able to maintain margins, and with so lower prices and ability to maintain margins, and with a healthy balance sheet, we like this stock as well and recommend this stock as well. Then consumer durable is another space which we like because our sense is that that space also will witness a bounce back. So Havells is what we have recommended. So it's a pretty strong consumer brand, has got 8,000 plus dealer networks across India. So their ability to sort of recoup the lost sales because of lockdown is far more better.
Right.
And they have got a good supply chain as well, so a decent amount of backward integration and good balance sheet. So which is where our expectation is that whenever things normalize in the second half, a pair like this will witness a pent up in demand for some of their key product portfolios.
Okay.
So which is why this company. Then we like paint companies like Camphene Aeroloic, which has got a good proxy of auto demand, plus the decorative segment what they cater to.
Okay.
So auto, like I said, we would expect a pent up and demand in the second half. And even on the decorative side, our sense is that in the second half, in the festive season, things will normalize. Because at this point in time, a lot of painters would have sort of moved out to their hometown.
Right.
But before festive season, we would expect they will come back. And things will be a lot more better for even paint companies, besides the fact that they'll also be a beneficiary of lower input prices.
Okay.
Then on the infra side, we like some of the names like Shree Cement, largely because the government has allowed some bit of activity in certain geographies which are not classified as red zones.
Yes.
So so this company is pretty good on the balance sheet. They have historically grown their volumes at a pretty fast clip, and they have got one of the best margins profile.
Right.
So expectation is that their ROCs will improve in double digits going forward on the better performance.
Okay.
And cement within the overall commodity basket, since it is a local commodity, we would expect less of price disruption problem.
Yes.
And they'll benefit faster from the industrial recovery. So within commodities, I think cement being a local commodity will be the first to witness a recovery. Then we also like some of the names like on the consumption side, like PST industry. So so given the 40-day lockdown, our sense is that a lot of light smokers might quit.
Okay.
But our sense also is that the serious smokers may not be able to sort of change their habit. And which is why a company like this, which has got a pretty good track record of dividend payout of nearly 65%, dividend yield is about 3.2 odd percent, should witness a improvement in demand whenever things normalize, because this is also a very important revenue item from the government perspective.
Yes.
And same is the case with the United Spirits also. So our sense is that stock like that also would witness early recovery along with the benefits of lower raw material cost. While the management has been proactive in terms of improving margins due to premiumization and all that, but our sense is that since they are on a sitting on a strong footing within the industry, we scope for market share gains to benefit from early recovery. I think all this should percolate to them.
Right.
Then we like something like TCI Express also, because our sense is that a lot of startup funded private equity players might witness stress in the cash flow management, because the overall vehicle movement is restricted and it might take a bit more longer. So we would expect that a player like TCI Express, which runs an asset-light model, should benefit from the market share gains given the overall challenges a sector like logistics which is going to face. So given their relatively better industry positioning, asset-light model, we would expect that they'll be able to weather this crisis in a far more better way compared to a lot of other players which are quite asset-heavy and levered. So TCI Express from that perspective. So so these are the kind of stocks which we believe will benefit from multiple factors because of the challenges which have been thrown out by the lockdown.
Right. Well, I'm sure listeners will have to make a note of that. And moving to markets, you know, we've sort of bounced back from the low of 7511. But can we say that, you know, we are out of the woods, and, you know, I've read reports that there's a FOMO factor as well playing out, you know, fear of missing out.
So the key indicator to look at whether we are out of wood would be the new cases, so in terms of percentage addition, which I think has been pretty encouraging, and it suggests that the curve is flattening for India. And coupled with that, the volatility levels have quite cooled off from the highs.
Right.
So both these have been sort of indicating that there's some respite from this. But since this is a sort of a medical crisis, we still don't know whether you will see a resurgence. So it is very difficult to say whether we have already made a bottom. But lastly, our sense is that bulk of the problem or the majority of the pain is really factored by the market. So you could still see volatility, but bulk of the pain is largely discounted by the market. And history tells us that financial markets discount the stress at a very rapid pace and sometimes sort of overshooting on the downside. So even on a historical perspective, we believe that broader markets have coincided with long-term averages currently, and which is again started throwing opportunities in the large cap and mid cap space. So again, the focus should be on bottom up stock picking, because that is more relevant rather than sort of calling out the bottom of the market. On the market outlook front, we remain structurally positive on the Indian economy, because Indian economy will be one of the few economies globally which is likely to witness positive growth, because most of your global economies are expected to witness a contraction of nearly 5 to 6 odd percent. So Indian economy is expected to at least do slightly better.
Yeah.
So economic recovery could be U-shaped, but market recovery can be slightly better than that.
Right. And what are the important levels that investors should watch out for, and strategy as to things which investors should avoid doing amid volatility caused by COVID-19 fall?
So my technical team suggests that Nifty would have a good support at 8,800 levels. So possibly we might witness go down to those levels. But largely 7,500 levels, I think we are not going to witness. And if the market inches above 9,400 levels, so then we would expect that the market will go up to 10,000 levels. So largely between 9,000 and 10,000 is where we would expect the maximum time Nifty is going to spend. Then on the overall advice to customers, I think one has to clearly avoid leveraged businesses.
Yes.
Or the businesses where the fortunes are directly linked to commodity. Or businesses which are at the lower end of the value chain. Because our sense is that with the overall challenges, I think balance sheet needs to be pretty good. Otherwise, a lot of companies might be sort of witnessing liquidity deficits, and which again could impact their ability to grow in future.
Right.
So which is why we have been avoiding sectors like metals, oil and gas, real estate, and some pockets of infra wherein we are worried that there could be a liquidity mismatch. And that might hamper their ability to sort of grow.
Mm-hmm.
So I think these are the pockets, despite correction, needs to be avoided.
Right. Well, thank you, Mr. Pandey, and listeners, for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time, Mr. Pandey.
Thank you, sir.